Good afternoon, everyone. So today is third Sunday, so I'm speaking in English, and as always, I am very nervous. But Bible said, when we are weak, God is strong. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let us pray.
一言お祈りします。愛する天のお父さん、このように愛する兄弟姉妹方とともに、またあなたを求める人々とともに、主よ、礼拝の時を持てますことを心より感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞこの時を豊かに祝福し、あなたの御霊によって私たち一人一人に必要な御言葉、糧をお与えくださいますように。また私たちをあなたが導き育て、今日ここからまた使わせてくださいますように、この時を豊かに祝福してください。体調崩されている方、礼拝に来たくとも来れない方々、またあなたのことをまだ知らない方々、主よ、どうぞ一人お一人を憐れみ、あなたの恵みを持って共にいてくださいますように。これからのひとときをすべて御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様の名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。 So today I would like to continue the book Gospel according to MarkI'd like to start reading from chapter 13. So, Jesus started his ministry basically by himself at the beginning. He did everything by himself at the beginning. He's the one always speak. He is the only one heals and casts out demons. But as as people hear about him, the many people start coming to meet him, and there was a great multitude of people, and it became very difficult for him to handle all the people. So today he decided to pick 12 and make them his disciples. First, he went up on the mountain. He went up on the mountain. If you read Old Testament, Abraham, God called Abraham to come to mountain to test his faith. So Abraham went on the mountain, and just Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, the God stopped him, and the God saw his faith, and God blessed him. And Moses was also met God in the mountain, and God also gave 10 commandments on the mountain too. And there's many other stories, like Elijah also was called to come upon the mountain, the same mountain where the God gave 10 commandments. It's called Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai. I don't know. Sinai? So Elijah went up on the mountain and he met God there. Actually, he hid his face, but he met God there and received important message from God. So I think God likes mountain. When he gives something important or calls somebody, God likes going up on the mountain, I think. So it's a little bit unfortunate we don't have a mountain here. It's so flat. You have to drive like 4 hours to see the mountain, but we have a beautiful Rocky Mountain. So sometimes I think it's good to go into the mountain and do devotions in the mountain. Of course, God is here too. God is everywhere. But when he does something important, God calls people on the mountain. And Jesus also did what it's called, the Great Sermon on the Mountain in English, Sanjo no Suikun. He also did that on the mountain. But this time, he went on the mountain to call 12 people, and
to appoint them so that they might be with him, and also to send them to preach. In chapter 15, he said, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. So these 12 people are called by God, called by Christ. And Jesus gave them the power to preach and heal and cast out demons. These people were not chosen by their skills or abilities or characters or what they have, but they were chosen by God. They're chosen by the will of God. And this is quite important, I think, because these days we say, I got a call from God. I have a calling from God. And we often say, because I have this kind of gift, God called this person because this person had a gift. But actually it's not, because God is the one who gives the word. God is the one who gave them power to heal and cast out demons. And these are all from God. And sometimes we say, I can't serve God because I don't have a gift. Even if we receive calling from God, we refuse it because we don't have a gift. I can't do it because I'm not good at speaking in front of people, or I'm not a very spiritual person, so I can't do it. So we sometimes refuse God's calling because of our skills, because of what we do have, what we do not have. But it doesn't matter, actually. What matters is which is God's will, and He is calling us. And God give us whatever we need to do His will. So these 12 were called to come to the mountain, and they were chosen. And Jesus is describing two important things here in verse 14. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach. So two important things when we becoming the disciples of Christ. The first, he called 12 to let them be with him. To let them be with him. And secondly, to send them out to the world. And these two have to come together. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5 says, that Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. So Jesus is a vine and we are his branches, and we can do nothing without him. So first of all, we need to be with him. We need to be with him. And this year's our theme verse is about living with him, living together with him. So as a disciple, as a follower of Christ, the first thing God is asking us is to be with him, to be with him. And I think it was easier 2,000 years ago. Being with Christ is easier because Jesus was on earth physically. So just be with him, just eat with him, and just sleep and wake up with him, and walk and go wherever he goes, and just hang around, stick around with Jesus and watch what he does and listen to what he says. So that was easier, being with Christ. But today, he is with us, but he is not on earth physically like he was 2,000 years ago. But I think we can still be with him. In the book of John, the very beginning it said, there is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and this Word is Christ. And Jesus left His Word, and we have His Word right here. And He said, the Word is Christ. So we can be with Him through the Bible. We can be with Him. And Jesus also said, when you pray with two or three people, He said, I will be there too. So when we have fellowship and when we pray together, Jesus is there. We can be with Him. When we read the Bible, when we pray together, when we have fellowship, we can be with Jesus even today. And we can learn from Him. And He will give us what we need. But that's not the only things we need to do. That's half of it as a disciples of Christ. Just hang out with good Christian friends and just being in the church and just have good fellowship and prayer time and all that was excellent, great. But that's half of it. There is another purpose that Jesus wants to send us to the world. In Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, that Jesus said, go into the world and preach and baptize them and make them the disciples of Christ. So this is the second purpose. Sometimes as a Christian, we become not follower, but just audience. The people come to the church and they enjoy the good music or good singing, good hymns, good singing and good preach. That was very fun, that was very encouraging. Oh, we had a good time and just go home. And they continue to come to the church. Oh, this today's message was great. Today's music was great. But if what happens is that once they're not satisfied, sometimes people just leave the church because I'm not satisfied. I'm bored. Today's message was boring. Today's music was not good. I'm not filled. Just people leave the church. But God called us to serve Him, not only to come to the service and just listen to His message, just hang out with good Christian friends, but God called us so that we go out with His gospel. When I was in a seminary in Japan, the principal always told us, learning and doing nothing is meaningless. Learning and doing nothing is meaningless. But doing something without learning is dangerous. So we need both. It is important to pray and read Bible and have fellowship with Christians and have fellowship with God. That is very important. But if we just stop there and if we don't go farther out, that's very, I don't say it's meaningless, but it's just half of God's calling purpose. On the other hand, some people are very passionate. They always go out and they always want to talk to people. They always want to preach. But if that person doesn't have a good relationship with God or a good relationship with church or a good relationship with other Christians, and if this person is not learning anything, just doing whatever they want, it's not really, really reaching out. I think it could be cult. It could be dangerous. So we need balance. We need to balance two of them. Be with Christ and learn from Him. And go out and preach. So last year's our theme was reach out, going out. And this year is live with together with Christ. But we need both of them. So it's not like we forget, let's forget about last year, just live with Christ. No, we go together. Live with Christ and go out to preach. It comes all together and it needs to be balanced. It's very important. If we lose one of them, that could be very, very dangerous. I don't know the word for English. It's awkward. Anyway, let's continue. So I want to keep both. Be with Him and be sent, going out. So Jesus called 12 people. And there's a list of their names here. I'm wondering how many of you can say 12 names, 12 disciples? Oh, Su-chan, can you? Oh, great, only Su-chan. Oh, how many years have you been Christian? It's so difficult to memorize these 12 disciples. I can't. I graduated from seminary, but suddenly if somebody asks me, can you tell me the 12 disciples' name? I can't answer. Maybe I can answer half of them, but I'm sure I forget a few of them. And maybe if you go to, you know, the tailors or kings, and if you go up to the famous prophets and just ask them, can you tell me the name of 12 disciples and explain about them? I don't think they can do that. They forget. But this is important, I think. Oh, but before that, let us check these names. First, Peter. Peter, whose name was Simon, but Jesus named him Peter. And Peter means rock. And Peter, then after that, James, and John, their brothers. And Jesus gave them a new name too. It's Boanerges in English, Boanerges, and which means sons of thunder. Jesus is very interesting. And these three disciples are a little bit special. They're a little bit special because they are the only one who are allowed to come up on the mountain when Jesus met Moses and Elijah. And they were the only one who allowed to be closer to Jesus when Jesus was in Gethsemane. So these three people were special and Jesus gave them new name. And I don't know, sons of thunders are a good meaning, or I don't know, maybe they were short temper, or I don't know. But in the Bible, the sounds of God's voice is like thunder. So it could be good meaning too. Jesus gave us new name and new life. And after that, Andrew. Who is Andrew?
Simon's brother,
Andrew, and Philip. Who is Philip? What he did?
Very quiet.
Filippo, what he did? Anybody knows what he did? I think he is the one who preached.
Yeah, that's right.
And after that, Bartholomew? Bartholomew, who is he? Who is also known as Nathaniel? Because Bartholomew means son of just
Santa Troll or something like that. So it's not a name. So his name is actually Nathaniel, which is written in the book of John. But we don't know. That's about it. We know about him. Matthew. He's famous. He is the one who wrote the Gospel, the book of Matthew. And he was a tax collector. And Thomas, he's famous too. Thomas, who is he? Thomas.
Doubt.
He doubted when Jesus resurrected. And another James. James, the son of Alphaeus. Sorry, my English is so hard to pronounce. Another James. Who is he? Another James. Well, they called him Small James, and the other one Big James. Some said he is the Jesus' brother, but some said no, and we don't know who he really was. So Small James. And Thaddeus? Who is he? Thaddeus. Anybody knows about him? Thaddeus. Nobody knows about him. Who is he? Thaddeus. Let us continue. Simon, the Canaanite. The Simon. Another Simon. Who is he? Who is he? Who?
He was a rebel.
Anybody knows more about him? What he did? That's about it. It's mysterious. And Judas, the Iscariot. Maybe he is one of the most famous disciples of Jesus. He is the one who betrayed Jesus Christ. So these are 12 chosen by Jesus. But this is so strange and funny and interesting because we don't know them very well, right? Only 12 people chosen by directly from Jesus Christ. They should be more famous, right? But we don't know about them. We even cannot memorize their names. Maybe we can remember Peter, John, James, and maybe Matthew, but what about the others? We don't know about them. But they were 12 chosen by Jesus Christ. And I think this is the way his disciples are supposed to be. Being the disciples of Christ is not about leaving their own names on history, but leave the word of Christ. I'm sure through these 12, the first church was built and it spread around the world. But we don't know about them very well. But that's good. That's okay. That's the Jesus disciples supposed to be. Because when we receive call from God and became a minister or a pastor or a missionary or maybe some other field doing something for God, most of us unknowingly want to leave our names. Want to leave name on the school. This is the school I built. Well, I gave a lot of money to build this hospital or to build this church. People want to leave their names. But becoming real his disciples, they don't want to leave their names, but name of Christ. God is calling us, even today,
But only a few people catch his voice. Only a few people catch his voice. And even within the people who catch his voice, only few of them reply to his calling. Because being his disciple is not easy. It's tough. And there are more attractive lives in front of us. So when we receive his call, many of us hesitate to answer his call, unfortunately. Because we can't leave our names, or we can't be honored. We just leave his word and we just disappear. But that is the way his disciples are supposed to be. And that's the way God blesses us. So I think when we go to heaven, I think we will meet many God children who are unknown, We know our famous preachers, famous people, but if we go to heaven, there's so many disciples, God's disciples, Jesus' disciples, who are unknown, who we never know. And I understand sometimes it is very tough to reply to his calling, but we'd like to reply his calling. If you go to Japan, there's so many small churches, like 20, 10, less than that, and so many pastors and missionaries who is struggling, and nobody even know about them, but they are working so hard to spread the gospel in Japan, in the very countryside. We'd like to pray for them. Maybe we don't know their names, just like we don't know 12 disciples, but we'd like to pray for them. And we want to be also one of them, even if our names are not remembered. That's okay, if we can leave the word of Christ. Let us pray.
愛する天の父なる神様、あなたは今日も私たちの名前を呼んでくださっています。あなたの弟子となり、あなたと共に生きること、またあなたから使わされていくことは、なんと困難の多い道でしょうか。そこには名誉もなく、人からの称賛もないでしょう。多くの場合は無駄な労苦と思われることでしょう。しかし主よ、あなたはそのようなことを通してあなたの御国を立て上げようとご計画されました。私たちのような小さき者一人一人を通して私たちを救おうとあなたはお定めになりました。主よ、私たちに勇気を与えてください。私たちに力を与えてください。あなたが私たちの名前を呼んでくださるときに、主よ、どうぞ私たちがその呼び声に応えてあなたに従っていくことができますように。神様、どうぞ私たち一人一人を今日使わせてください。すべてを感謝し、あなたの御手に委ねます。イエス様の名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。